Thank you, and good morning, and welcome once again to this radio broadcast. We're glad you're listening, and it is our prayer that God would bless you in a great way this morning as you listen to His own Word. We would like to take this opportunity to invite you to come to the services at the Independence Baptist Church. We meet at 124 South Main in the city of Forestdale, and we have our Sunday school beginning this morning at 10 o'clock, and then our morning worship at 11. And then tonight's services begin at 4 o'clock with our prayer service, and then 4:30 for our evening worship. And then Wednesday evening at 7 p.m. is our midweek Bible study. So you're welcome to come to all of these services. And we trust that you will. I know that you'll find a warm welcome from the folks at the Independence Baptist Church. If you have questions about the things that I'm preaching over this radio station, I'll be glad to talk with you about any and all of those things. You can write to me at the Independence Baptist Church, Post Office Box 70 in Forestdale, Missouri, and give me your questions. Or if you know one of our church members and you'd just like to ask them or write it down on a piece of paper and hand it to them, then and let them give it to me. I'll be glad to answer your inquiries into these things that we are preaching about. I know that there's a lot of confusion about the day of Pentecost and all that kind of thing. And if you have questions about it, I'll be glad to talk with you about those things. All right, as we said, we have been discussing the subject, the purpose of the day of Pentecost. And, of course, we showed you in the scriptures that Jesus Christ had organized his church during his own personal ministry. And it was actually because of the disbelief of the Jews. That Christ has turned from the Jews as a nation, and he's turned to a church. And, of course, at the very beginning, the church was composed of all Jewish people. And then later, we find that, of course, Gentiles were entered into the church as the Lord saved them. They were scripturally baptized, and then they were added to the church. But on the day of Pentecost, it was the church of the Lord Jesus Christ that was filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with all of these other languages. We found that the first Pentecost was called the Feast of Weeks in those days, that it occurred when Israel came out of Egypt and was at the base of Mount Sinai, where God gave them the law. And we know the Bible says that God gave the law to Israel because of their unbelief. And of course, God is allowing the church here on the day of Pentecost to have this great power in speaking in all of these various languages simply because of the unbelief of the Jews. God is being very, very merciful to them. When Jesus walked up here upon the earth and did the signs and the miracles in the sight of all the Jewish people, they did not want to listen. They did not want to believe. And so Jesus here is doing one more thing in order to win the Jews. And of course, they're not going to listen to the message overall. This morning, we want to continue in our discussion of the tongues on the day of Pentecost by asking these two questions. Number one, why did the first church speak with tongues, that is, other languages, on the day of Pentecost? And then, number two, what are these tongues anyway? All right, point number one, why did the early church speak with other languages on the day of Pentecost? You see, the church in this day was doing exactly the same thing that the law was doing. The law was given to point people, Jews in particular, unto Christ. That's what was happening on the day of Pentecost with these marvelous languages that were being spoken. The languages were there not as a miracle in itself, but rather the message of pointing these Jews to Jesus Christ. The people that had gathered together in Jerusalem to worship God Almighty on this Feast of Weeks, or the day of Pentecost, they heard and understood what was being said. Peter had preached about Jesus. He had pointed people to Calvary and what Jesus had done for them in his death, his burial, and his resurrection. Another thing that we want to notice right here concerning the reason that the early church spoke in languages on this day is that what happened in Acts chapter 2, verse 1 through 4, is a fulfillment of prophecy that was given in the book of Isaiah, chapter 28, verse 9 through 12. Listen to what the Bible says in Isaiah. Whom shall he teach knowledge? And whom shall he make to understand doctrine? Them that are weaned from milk and drawn from the breast. For precept must be upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line, here a little and there a little. Now notice in verse 11 of Isaiah chapter 28, for with stammering lips and another tongue shall he speak to this people, to whom he said, this is the rest wherewith you may cause the weary to rest, and this is the refreshing. Yet they would not hear. In verse 11, the Bible there speaks of stammering lips. And of course, the stammering lips refers to the unlearned Galileans, while the words another tongue refers to the giving of other languages on the day of Pentecost. The whole truth of it is that the bulk of the Jewish nations did not believe then the gospel, and the bulk of the Jewish nation does not believe today, even though they heard the gospel preached in their own languages. I want you to understand that there were some that believed. The Bible records that on the day of Pentecost, there were 3,000 Jews saved, baptized, and added to the church. And later, there will be more that will believe. At one point, there was 5,000 that believed in one day. But the nation as a whole has continued to reject the gospel until this very day. But I do want you to know, there's coming a day when the Jews will see Jesus. There's coming a day when Jesus Christ will come in the air. That Jesus is going to set his feet upon Mount Zion. And it's going to be at that time that the Jews will see and know that Jesus is the one that they crucified, and that he literally is the Son of God. The passages you can read for that is in the book of Isaiah 66 and in Zechariah chapter 12 and verse 14. Our second point this morning is, what are the tongues referred to in the book of Acts chapter 2 and verse 1 through 4? And I'll have to say that one of the very first things that you must understand is that these tongues are languages. When you really understand that, then the problems that are associated with the day of Pentecost will simply disappear. What I'm going to do this morning, as I look at the question, what are the tongues referred to in Acts 2, verse 1 through 4, is that I want to use a basic principle of biblical interpretation. That is, I want to let one scripture interpret another scripture. Let the Bible give its own definitions to words. I don't want to go to any dictionary or any kind of book. I just want to let the Bible give its own definitions. By understanding other Bible passages, we can understand what the tongues are in Acts chapter 2, verse 1 through 4. Notice now, let me read the passage. The Bible said in Acts 2, verse 1, and when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire, and it sat upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Here, the Greek word translated tongue means a language. It means a language that's naturally unacquired. And I do need to say that there are several times that the word tongue appears in the Bible when it's really talking about the tongue that's in your mouth, the organ that's there. Now, in order to understand what the tongue is, let me compare some scriptures. The book of Genesis chapter 10, verse 20 with Genesis chapter 10, verse 31. Notice what these Bible verses say, and you can understand right away what this means. Genesis 10, verse 20 states, these are the sons of Ham, after their families, after their tongues, in their countries, and in their nations. Now here we find the word tongue, and you can see clearly that in Genesis 10, verse 20, that the tongue here is referring to the language of the people of Ham. Notice in Genesis chapter 10, verse 31, these are the sons of Shem, after their families, after their tongues, in their lands, after their nations. And so here we find that the people of Shem had also a language that they used. These two passages, and particularly by comparing these two passages, makes it abundantly clear that the descendants of Ham spoke one language and the descendants of Shem spoke another language. Now, you remember back at the Tower of Babel when the people there were traveling from the east and they began to build them a tower? They were going to reach all the way to heaven. And God came down and saw they were being disobedient to Him, and He confused their languages. And so there were many of these languages scattered out throughout all of the world. Notice there's several passages that I want to read, and I might not get to all of them because of the time. But there are several passages that state very clearly that tongues mean a language in a various place. Revelation chapter 7, verse 9 states this concerning the time when many people are going to stand before God and praise His name. This is talking about in heaven itself. Revelation 7, verse 9. After this I beheld, and lo, a great multitude, which no man could number, of all nations and kindreds and people and tongues, stood before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed with white robes and palms in their hands. And so here, one of these days, there's going to be people gathered out of every nation. There's going to be people in heaven that speak every language. That's what the Bible means. Revelation chapter 10, verse 11, is another of this sort, where the Bible talks to John and says that, John, you're going to prophesy again before many peoples and nations and tongues and kings. And so John has this job before him of prophesying to people of all different languages. The same principle can be found in Revelation chapter 11 and verse 9, and in Revelation 13 verse 7, Revelation chapter 17 verse 15. They all have the same principle, so I won't read all of those passages. Now, let's do this. Let's look in the New Testament, in the book of Acts chapter 2, and let's compare some passages and see what these tongues are in the book of Acts chapter 2 itself. Let's read what it says in verse 5 and verse 6. The Bible said, and there were dwelling at Jerusalem Jews, devout men, out of every nation under heaven. Now when this was noised abroad, the multitude came together and were confounded, because that every man heard them speak in his own language. And now read in Acts chapter 2 and verse 8. As these people come together and they ask this question, and how hear we every man in our own tongue, wherein we were born. We find it by comparing Acts 2 verse 6 and Acts 2 verse 8 that the people in that day used the term language and the term tongue interchangeably. It is very clear that the word tongue means languages. I think another point that we need to look at here is that it is not the speaking in the languages that impressed the people so much, but rather it is what they heard. We find in the book of Acts chapter 2 and verse 11 that the Bible says that all gives a list of all of these nations. And then they said, we do hear them speak in our tongues the wonderful works of God. They were all amazed, and they were glad that they were able to hear in their own language the gospel of Jesus Christ. Well, we see that our time has gone away from us. Once again, seems like it really gets away in a hurry. But I want to tell you before we close, if you have questions about this subject, if you'll just contact me, I'll be glad to talk with you about it. And if you would like my notes, I will be glad to send you a copy of the notes that I'm preaching this from. Thank you now for listening.